I'm still thinking about podcasting, to the extent that I actually got myself a little mic, but I'm feeling tremendous imposter syndrome about it. What do I know from podcasting? Also, I still, despite much thinking, have no idea what to podcast about. Or rather, I have 1,000 ideas, but I'm not sure any of them are any good. Or perhaps they are, but there'll be a lot of work for little reward, which is the main thing I'm hoping to avoid in 2018. Work smarter, not harder, right? I've started listening to podcasts. Welcome to Night Vale is great, but I don't think I want to try to write fiction in another form. I have enough of that in my queue. I tried Pod Save America this morning, and those guys swear a lot. I know a lot of people love that show, but it mostly seemed kind of ranty and bro-ish to me, which I'm only in the mood for once in a while. I might try one more episode, but I think I'll listen to some other podcasts first. I have a list to research. I'm also crabby this morning because Covey left some device in our bedroom that went off with an alarm at 6, 6:30, and 7, and neither Kevin nor I knew her password, so we couldn't turn it off, which is not a great way to start the new year, especially since we actually stayed up past midnight last night, shockingly. I got up eventually, reluctantly, and finished cleaning up the first floor, because we're having open house today, as we traditionally do on New Year's Day, and I like entertaining. But I'm not sure anyone is actually coming because it feels like negative 20 outside right now. It would be nice if someone came. I have tamales. I was going to make mulligatawny soup. I'd like to play some board games with adults. I made the kids help clean up, good, but snapped at them a fair bit, bad, due to the aforementioned crabbiness. I really don't deal well with lack of sleep. Thankfully, they're in a good mood and don't seem to mind the crabbiness, perhaps because I've put out all the remaining holiday sweets and told them to have at it. They don't know that I'm planning to give all the sweets away or freeze them or throw them out tomorrow so that we can have at least a 1 week break from sweets, reset our bodies a little bit after the holidays. A 1 month break would probably be better. They're not going to be happy about that. Lots of fruit, though. Lots and lots of fruit. All the fruit they can eat. We signed up for a CSA for 2018, so lots of vegetables, too. That may be more of a challenge for them. There's this thing in writing called morning pages, I think from the artist's way. Morning pages are 3 pages of longhand, stream of consciousness writing, done first thing in the morning. I've never done them, in part because longhand makes my hand hurt, but this is not so dissimilar. I think if I have to script a podcast, it will never happen, because I don't have time for such a thing right now. The only way I could reasonably do a podcast right now is to simply translate what I do in written form to audio. That seems doable. And some of it may be morning pages, like this. And maybe that will be interesting to people, and maybe not. Won't know until I try. When I first started blogging in December 1995, 2 decades ago, I wasn't doing it to try to create some kind of professional writing outlet. I was just talking to the world, to whomever was listening, mostly strangers. Blogging has worked out pretty well for me over the years. Writing out my troubles has served as therapy, helped me think things through. And I've made friends out of strangers, so many friends, offering support, good ideas, thoughtful criticism. Just writing this all out is actually making me feel better, like magic. Thanks, folks. I'm going to go put on a Doctor Who episode. I'm 2 seasons behind, planning to catch up this week, and spend 20 minutes or so taking care of my houseplants, which have been sorely neglected for months. They need pruning and tying up and just a little attention. I'm going to skim the stock from last night and make soup. And if you're listening to this, it means I've figured out how to hook up the mic and turn this into a podcast. Probably a few people will stop by for potluck and board games. I had some ideas for the novel while I was lying in bed, trying to convince myself to get up and straighten up. I'll jot those down, at least in abbreviated form, so I don't forget them. And I promised the children that if I was feeling better, we would make pancakes together out of one of the new cookbooks they got for Christmas. Pancakes for dinner sounds like a plan. If I get tired, I'll nap or go back to reading. I'm in the midst of Lara and Lena Donnelly's Amberlow, which is delightfully unlike anything I've read before, a complex world of politics, espionage, and cabaret life, with plenty of queer content. I should do some yoga, too. It'd probably help my mood. There's a tradition I heard of that you start the new year off the way you want it to continue. Writing fiction, gardening, cooking, playing games, time with friends, time with children, reading, exercise. Not trying to do tons of any of it, just little bits, here and there. Also doing something new and a little scary. That's an Eleanor Roosevelt quote. Do one thing every day that scares you. Maybe a motto for 2018? We'll see.